Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts of the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Yep, we are back at it again.
That's right.
Yes, and we have something to address here on the pod. Jefferson Dutton.
Oh.
JD, as he's called.
He's called something else these days. Dutz, You dropped a single today? What the hell is going on?
That's right, folks. It's the new normal. I've gone solo. I'm a pop star now.
Dutz. This is the new normal? Hold on. Hit that. Hit that. Hit that drop again.
Dutz.
Dutz.
My first song came out today, Friday, on all the platforms. It's called Pop. It's the first single off my full-length solo debut album coming this summer. 10 tracks, 10 pop bangers that your boy wrote and produced and sang all by himself.
I feel like you've been acting weird lately. I knew something was up.
Now yeah, and I do want to apologize for that.
Okay, well, you're forgiven. Let's move on. No, as everybody knows, we're not just we're a party rock band, and we're a podcast, and now suddenly this guy's kind of, you're kind of acting a little weird.
Oh yeah, so you're referring to my social media hijinks earlier this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, didn't appreciate this all came out of a little bit out of the blue for us.
Me quitting the band and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were on. I don't, anyone that follows our Instagram would know you've been sort of. You got a little bit introspective. You were wondering what else was out there in the world for you.
Sure.
Then you flat out, you dumped us.
Now, you know, now, Jeff, bridge over troubled water and all that. Mm-hmm. We would like a little bit of a warning next time you pull a stunt like this. And it was a stunt.
A stunt? No, no.
No, not a stunt. A stunt.
Well, Jeff does all his own stunts. Like Ooh. Tom Cruise.
You're referring to me quitting the band on Tuesday this week.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then on the blowout, we discussed it and we decided the way to move forward was to keep the podcast and the band separate.
Yes.
Any luck finding a new drummer?
We haven't really had time to look around.
Yeah. We'll do it. Don't worry about the band stuff anymore. We'll do that at our own pace. If you're so interested. Mm-hmm. Mister,
I was thinking,
you're so interested.
I was thinking you guys could get Tony Thaxton. He'd be good.
He'd be good, but man, that guy does double, triple duty every time he does a show. He's,
he's
like,
got Motion City soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Don't Stop or We'll Die.
Yep.
Townland.
That guy's on the movie.
How about Travis Barker, huh? Travis Barker could really slap those skins.
I saw him and his little buddies at the Barclays Center last, what was it, Wednesday?
You went to Blink?
I went to Blink.
did you pay like $400?
No, it was like $120. They weren't great seats, but they were, I figured it'd be a fun thing to see.
Did they lift Travis in the air?
Well, we all lifted him in the air. We picked him up and said, "You're the best drummer in the world."
Nice.
Are you still with one of the Kardashians?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for your support in this new in the walk of life. There
right.
comes a time.
Yeah.
For new beginnings and the clearing of the air.
And new beginnings that come with a new closing.
Yes.
And yeah. that part of your life was, I'm sure, exciting for you. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for you. It didn't ruffle my feathers at all, but you must have had a great time. Huh. And, you know, good luck to you. I will say, too, that the song is good.
Oh, thanks,
buddy. The song is hot. The hit. But talk to us about your inspiration here. Your whole new thing. Your whole new type of a guy.
I'm a whole new type
and
of a
this
guy.
This is sort of kind of what people might call kind of pussy popping music, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sure. Oh. That is true, Tim. And I want to just say that I'm not just this guy now. I kind of always was this guy.
Oh, and you down. Finally, without being bogged down by your two co-hosts,
yes.
you can finally express it.
Well, yeah. Don't put it that way, Jeff. Don't agree so readily with that.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, no, Tim, you're right. I wouldn't use the phrase pussy popping. Well,
pussy popping, dick waggling, whatever.
I guess I literally would use that phrase. But folks, this is straight pop music, danceable and fun, and I finally get to show off new sides of myself. Yeah. If you like Daft Punk and Robin and The Weeknd and LCD and all that stuff, Jamiroquai, yeah. Go check out
Dus.
But just before we move on to the actual booze news, I want to say I've always loved pop music. You all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Sloppy Boys band has stifled my love for pop music.
we were making you play a form of music you'd hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It did not fulfill you creatively.
Guitar? Oh. Bass? Oh. Even drums? Oh. Oh.
That makes sense, because I'd look back at you and you looked like you were having a tough time.
I wouldn't be caught dead near a drum.
Hey, drum machine?
Well, now we're talking.
Now I would sidle right up close to one of those.
But hey, I'm glad it hasn't gotten in the way of the pod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with that all out of the way.
Okay, the band is royally fucked, but the pod is going pretty well.
Mm-hmm. The pod really is flying off. I think people are loving this shit.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a pussy popping pod.
Well, do you want to get into a little bip 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 booze news?
Ooh.
Bip 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 bip. Booze news, hit it.
Ooh, I do miss those pipes, Tim.
Yeah.
Jeffy D, the purple bee. Jeffy D, purple P. Jeffy D. Jeffy D.
Damn.
Tim K.
Oh, one more thing. Whose news is brought to you today by the letter P? Bye-bye.
Wow.
Did it almost say booze news?
He didn't. That's the real Elmo. That was Slopsomy Street, sent to us by Tommy, aka Teenage Fan Sub, from the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can gain access to if you subscribe to our Patreon. You want to chit chat with other slopheads. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. That was great.
That was cool. I love it. I love reimagining old songs. Classics. Yeah. Way to go.
Pull
way
to be P.
He did cut less hair last week, right?
Yeah, he's on fire.
Cut less hair.
And that was a funny one because that lent itself really well to being the Pavement song. Pavement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut your new summer dude. And
then, but this one, he had to like chop it up a lot to fit the meter of like purple.
Getting slippy.
And Tim.
Okay, well, so for today's booze news, we're bringing back a hot recurring segment, Hit the Clip.
Whoa.
It's time for Kalpakis' Corrections. Okay, I got to make a correction here. I have to apologize. And I've been getting reamed by our listeners so hard, I can't even walk down the street anymore.
Wow.
Do you guys remember?
Well, they all know where you live. Anyone listening to this podcast could triangulate where you live, I think.
Pretty easily. I think I talk way too much about the businesses I frequent and how many steps in what direction it takes to get there. But do you remember recently I apologized because what we had gotten wrong, we were talking about the song Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
Right. And not Mulberry Hill.
Yeah, Mike had said Mulberry Hill, and I said, yeah, you're right. And then everyone said, Tim, it's not Mulberry Hill, it's Blue Ribbon Hill. And we came on here, we owned up to our mistake, we apologized, but here's what I said.
Part of the Barry quiz.
Yes, it was the Barry quiz. But I apologized, and I said that, yeah, that song by Chubby Checker is Blueberry Hill.
But now
a bigger wave of people are chasing me around saying, Tim, it's not Chubby Checker, it's Fats Domino.
Right. I mean, you gotta be, that sounds like a joke name, one or the other. Chubby Checker, Fats Domino.
It's an obesity first name and a game last name.
Yeah, you're right. That's insane.
I never thought of that.
I tweeted, I said, what's next? Blimpy Boggle, and I honestly think I for real think Blimpy Boggle could be next.
That could be next. Here, I have a message for the Slophead. Do you like the quizzes or don't you?
Oh,
pull the quizzes. Ooh. I also think we don't want to, our listenership, this is not an oldies show where we all argue about oldies. We talked about 100 Gex.
We're
plugged into the hot shit, okay? We're not going to argue about songs from 100 years ago.
Yeah, if Blimpy Boggle was better or worse than the Czech Man. You know what's funny to me?
I mean, what are we going to talk about? Porky Parcheesi?
Nice. Or
Big Butt or Backgammon.
Unfit Uno?
Or Round Roulette?
Ooh.
Unfit Uno, that's good.
Yeah, no, I don't think
overweight
that's
Uno.
I played fucking Uno the other day at a bar with the cards that were humongous. I hated it.
Those are too big. Next part big. One more thing I wanted to mention. This is more of a mystery solved, but it counts as a copy correction. Do you remember the mystery of Tim's acid-adjusted orange whiskey sour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why we all followed the same recipe.
Yeah.
Jeff made delicious whiskey sours. And I made one that I said was too sweet and tasted chemically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got to the bottom of it, guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
This morning I'm looking at my bottle of simple syrup.
Oh, no.
It's simple syrup light.
Oh,
it's sucralose. It's fake sugar. And you know, the fake sweeteners are always way sweeter than real sugar. So it just turned my beloved whiskey sour into a nasty ass fakey drink, and it took 2 weeks to solve the mystery.
Damn. That's crazy. You want to talk about sugar for a second? I'll bring up something booze news.
Yeah, sure. Now's the time.
Mike Hanford is 2 days keto.
Wow. Holy shit. You look thin as hell.
2 days in a row. I am, you know, thanks for all the support. I posted that I was keto one day. I was going to eat the ice cream. I ended up not eating ice cream that day. Went on a sort of a binge that weekend. Now, I am keto. I'm sticking with it. I gave away some bananas and chips. There's like a community refrigerator in my neighborhood. Brought those down there. I am done with the breads. I am done with the milks. Rice, not existent in my cupboards anymore.
Wow. I can see the pounds just melting off you.
Well, not yet, Jeff. It's been 2 days. But my point is, I can do it, and I am going to do it. The other thing that I find interesting is, now when I go out, I went out last night, had some drinks. They're all, you know, just vodka soda or
clean
whiskey soda.
Clean drinks.
And I get drunk a lot faster because I'm not eating anything all day. And then you go out and you have a drink and you're like, wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
Yeah, because even when you have like the six chicken legs, that's like a smaller lump of, like, it's just protein, but bread and pasta is what soaks up everything. Pizza.
I got some sort of, I forget the name of it, but it's this keto drink mix. So it's like the drive.
Is it green?
M-Drive. No, it's in a red thing. It's not M-Drive. But you know what? Today, I had a piece of gum. I put it in my mouth and I said, oh, wait a minute. Spit it right out.
Wait, what? Oh, sugar.
Sugar. Yeah. Jeff. Now, I'm worried about the simple syrup in this drink. I might be getting ahead of ourselves. I'm going to skip it.
You need my simple syrup light.
I know.
But here's the thing. We've, you know, my friend Keith Carson, he skips the simple syrup and then he wonders why he doesn't like the Trinidad sour. And I said, buddy, You threw off the balance. The balance is the key. You can't skip.
Especially with any sour, you're balancing that lemon with the simple syrup. You're not supposed to taste lemon. You're supposed to just be getting the citric acid from it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keith Carson, I say this with all due respect, is a complete butthead.
With all due respect.
He's coming out here. You can say it to his face.
No way. He's going to stop me. I met him at our Boston show.
Did you not?
Yes.
Ooh. Hey, oh, well, go ahead.
I got to give a shout out. Like I was saying, I was out last night, went to Maison Premier, a very nice cocktail bar I've mentioned before. Love it there. And my boy Cliff was running things at the bar. He hooked me up with a really good martini. And then he gave me a little on the house, a little shot of one of the drinks we made before that I'm now misplacing the name of. But it was good.
Mm.
It was, what was it? Gin? It was a gin drink. Ah. Forget.
Well, hey, speaking of acid adjustment, I had a great idea that you guys shot down.
Yeah.
Perhaps bitterness due to quitting the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Acid adjusted pineapple juice whiskey sour.
Yes.
Huh? Ooh, Jeff, that's interesting. I'd love to do it. I'm keto, so I probably can't do it, but.
Well, what the fuck?
Mike, you are co-hosting the wrong podcast. This is.
I am co-hosting the wrong thing. I'm going to try the keto for 3 weeks.
Okay,
but this pisco sour is going to ruin it.
How come?
Because of the sugar
in the simple syrup.
Yeah,
I'm not using simple syrup.
He's going but simple
do you,
syrup.
Do you have a? Do you have? You happen to have a Splenda packet or something around? Because no. You can't just. Do
he doesn't nothing. Have shit. He doesn't know.
I don't like simple syrup anyway. It never makes a difference for me.
We just talked about how it is absolutely essential.
It's about,
and you're not supposed to taste it.
Tim, you also don't know what other substitutions he has in store for us.
That's very true. I also just I don't trust your taste buds because you just taste the delicious things and say that they taste bad, and
he's not going to like the drink, and he's not going to order it again.
You drink Campari, which is famous for being bitter, and you say it tastes ashy. So maybe there's a lot of factors going on here.
Could be, but my point is I'd rather stick to my guns.
But could be.
Stick to the thing I set my mind to than risk it all and ruin it all.
Why don't you set your mind to being a good podcast host?
I am a good podcast host. I'm funny. I'm witty. I add to the conversation. I don't need to drink. I told you the other day. I don't like alcohol
seriously yelling
anymore.
At someone, I'm funny?
I'm funny. I am witty.
I'm very pleasant the way I talk.
Mike, I support, unlike Tim,
yeah.
I support your journey as you have supported mine.
Thank you.
Dus. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's free promo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe you go join Dutz over in the Dutz band. Leave Tim here to do some interesting stuff.
Ooh, some interesting introspective stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'd tune in.
Oh, baby, baby, oh, yeah.
Love you, baby. I love
I've
you.
Seen your lyric book.
Oh, baby, baby, oh, won't you grab my dick?
Well, before we get into more filth like that.
Yeah.
Is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
That's it for Booze News.
Dutz. Dutz.
Ha ha. All right, now I'd love to hear about the drink of the day if we could get back to business.
I would love to get back to a business. Let me ask you guys this. Ooh. We all like to go piss, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now that you mention it.
But have you ever heard of Pisco?
Pisco?
Well, I thought of saying that when I thought it was called Pisco, but it's actually Pisco.
Oh, perhaps I thought it was.
Best known in the cocktail... Pisco sour, you've heard? You've had.
I've never heard of this.
No.
Ever. Not had.
This is great. I have never had one. I've heard about it forever. I know it has people, a lot of people come home from a vacation in Peru. They're seeing a little Machu Picchu. They're swinging through Lima and they come home and they say, you got to have a Pisco sour. But
I like the name of that mountain, Machu Picchu. That's a good name.
It's not just a mountain, Mike. It's a whole thing. Give it a Google.
I'm going to give it a Google. You keep going. I'm going to look up Machu Picchu.
No, keep Googling keto stuff. I feel like you can't add a new thing to your head or you're going to forget.
You got too many tabs open as is.
He's Googling it right now. I can see.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so Pisco is a, Pisco is a South American spirit made with grapes. It's made in, it originated in either Peru or Chile, and they fight about that one a lot. Very popular in both. And, you know, way back, this grape spirit that's just as strong as like a liquor or something. It's made from fermented grape juice.
Like a grappa?
Yes, like a grappa. Which is grape-a. Italian. Grappa. But so like it, way back in the, this kind of shares some history with America batting it back and forth. But like in the 1800s, there were drinks like Pisco Punch in both Peru and in San Francisco of all places. And then in the early 1900s in Lima, we start getting this drink called the Pisco Sour. So just like a whiskey sour or a gin sour, same ingredients, kind of same specifications, but with Pisco. Then in the 19-teens, Victor Morris, this American bartender from Salt Lake City, goes down to Lima, opens a bar called Morris's Bar, where he really popularizes this Pisco Sour. Everybody's drinking it, and it's a light, elegant drink that goes well with your dinner. So, you know, lighter than a whiskey sour. And soon it's, you know, being sold at all of the big fancy hotels in Lima. And back in those days, you had a lot of Hollywood stars going down and staying at this hotel, these different hotels. And, you know, so we're talking like Orson Welles once drank 23 of them because he was a chug guy.
Mary Pickford or nah?
Mary Pickford. Who else? It said John Wayne and it said some lady that wasn't a Mary Pickford. But I chose to mention the 23 that Orson Welles. Hey, have we ever talked about Orson Welles' champagne commercial? You guys seen that?
Is
no.
that the one where he's kind of drunk?
Is that the peas yes. one? Isn't it like a funny peas one?
That's a joke they did on The Critic, but yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, Will Ferrell in Spoils of Babylon is sort of doing kind of inspired by Orson Welles. Like he's hosting like a commercial for like Corbell or something, but he just keeps getting it wrong over and over and over again. So there's a super cut of all of his outtakes and the extras are looking at him funny by the end. And it'll be a good YouTube for all of our listeners to check out later. But so with all these, this drink, it sort of becomes also associated with the golden age of Hollywood. And then eventually you got some big New York restaurateur is opening up a New York restaurant called La Fonda del Sol. And he says, I'm going to put this thing on my menu. And that's a very popular restaurant. And this dude also at the time happens to be mentoring a very young bartender who just so happens to grow up to be Dale DeGroff.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Well, Jack Schramm knows this guy and has met this guy. But Dale DeGroff is, we're talking Mr. Martini himself, a.k.a. the Cosmo King. Dale DeGroff, he becomes a bartender at the Rainbow Room and all these places around New York. He's sort of known as keeping the old cocktails alive throughout the Dark Ages. And
we have much to thank him for.
We salute you.
Celebrate him, Dale DeGroff. Celebrate him as we celebrate Santa Claus each year.
As we savor our champagne, we will. He puts out a bunch of cocktail books and he puts the Pisco Sour in all of them. So that's what we're talking about, guys. It's a drink that has been solidified as like, it's a silky sipper for when you want to be, you know, fancy and fresh at dinner time with a nice light drink. And here is the IBA, International Bartenders Association recipe.
Nice.
60 milliliters of Pisco. Jeff, you went and bought ours. What brand are we talking? Where'd you find it? How'd it go?
It was tough to find and sorry. The Pisco is easy to find. We'll get to what's hard to find next.
Yes.
I got it at
Cap and Cork?
Top Line Liquors.
In Glendale.
Top Line Spirits. Yep.
Now was this a, do you know if it's Peruvian or Chilean?
You know, I'll just grab the bottle. It's worth talking about. Hold on.
What was the other thing that he had a tough time finding? Fresh lemon?
You'll find out. You will find out.
Shit. I'm on the edge of my fucking seat here.
Producto de Peru. Read it and weep.
There we go. That's a good producto.
It's a cool label.
What is it? 80 proof?
Yeah. 82.
Damn. Okay.
I'm wondering what this stuff's going to taste like. I've never had it.
Yeah, I've never had it either. 2 ounces of that stuff, and then 1 ounce, aka 30 milliliters, of fresh lemon juice, aka jus de limon. And then 20 milliliters of simple syrup. I'm not going to use light simple syrup. I got the real stuff. Mike's going to do nothing at this step. Yeah. 1 raw egg white. Now, they're saying the whole egg white, right? That's interesting.
I hate this step on any drink. The egg white step is always difficult.
I like
But at least you can use the whole white and you don't have to dash it, which is true.
Wait a minute. Keep talking, Tim.
Yeah.
Method. Add all ingredients to a shaker with ice. Shake and strain into a chilled goblet glass.
Eh?
Garnish with a few dashes of Amargo bitters on top as an aromatic.
A few dashes?
Garnish. Now, I read this as Angostura bitters, but then Jeff, you went and you got us Amargo bitters.
Right. When I searched Amargo bitters, I saw several brands that were like, this is the one you got to get if you want to make a real pisco sour. I'm a little peeved we are only using a couple drops because they gave me this giant fucking bottle of bitters.
Oh. Okay, we have to find a way to use that. That's huge.
Amargo.
Was that expensive as fuck?
It was $31, but it's a big bottle. For bitters, that makes sense. This is Amargo Valet. I don't want to say valet. You see it? Because valet, yeah, you know, it's not L's. French. This is from Mexico.
Beautiful. I've never had
that. But imported by the Haas brothers, of course.
Oh, yeah, the avocado guys. So I've seen this done, like, you're going to have a frothy sour with egg foam on top, and I've seen people kind of dash it, like, you put little plops of the bitters on top, like, as if you were dashing Angostura or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a couple little circles. Then you take a toothpick.
Like a toothpick.
And you draw through those little dots and turn them into little hearts on the top.
Yes, yes. Now, wait a minute. My question is, what if you don't have, what are those bitters called?
Amargo.
What if you don't have that?
Angostura.
Angostura.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Now, Timmy, though, we should go back and forth, do a little taste test versus Angostura.
Yeah.
Because I bet you this wasn't worth it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But maybe we can make some, the way that you make a Trinidad sour with Angostura, maybe we can make some Amargo sours sometime.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I could rock the house.
Yeah, that would work through this bottle.
Amargo sours. That sounds like a good idea.
All right, well, I'm excited.
I just looked up, I remember seeing this on like TikTok or something, a way to get the egg yolk out of the egg. You crack the egg in a bowl, and I don't think I'm going to do this because I don't want the stink, but you put garlic, you rub your hands in some garlic clove. You just cut up garlic clove, and then you just...
This is sounding more messy than...
You pick it right out and toss it away.
That's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. That adds the worst possible step. Do you know how hard it is to peel a clove of garlic?
All right.
No.
It's for people who cook a lot of eggs and are working in high volume restaurants.
That's no one listening to the pod.
Jesus.
The bear doesn't listen to the pod.
But watch. Take a look at the video. It's weird.
What if we found out the bear was a listener?
Is the bear the restaurant or the dude?
The dude.
The bear is the show.
But the dude's nickname.
Okay, good.
Speaking Lebowski. Of which, go to the East Side Deli in Los Feliz and order the bear Lebowski. Special Italian beef sub. It's great.
Oh, really? Ooh, I'm going to do that.
Is this show coming back?
Yeah, it is coming back.
I mean, soon?
Yes,
no,
soon.
They just wrapped.
Huh?
No, not that kind of wrap.
That's why I always say you need to spell that word when you're around me.
Hey, how are you getting that egg white? For real,
easy.
How you
back
it?
And forth. Crack the shells. Go back and forth between the two.
Pass
shells.
Pass the yolk back and forth.
Put the yolk up your mouth, and put the
up your mouth.
Great.
I wish us all well on this journey.
Yolks up, whites down.
Where are you guys? Do you have a goblet glass, or are you just going to use like a Nicanora or a coupe?
I'm just use a Martino. Yeah.
Jeff, how are we going to dash from that big bottle of Amargo?
60 milliliters.
Yeah. See, the big bottle has the
rubber
it's not
thing.
Really a dropper, but it's like the Luxardo Maraschino liquor. So it's like vented.
I got to rig something. Yeah.
It's going to be a strong drink, methinks.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to go make these drinks. Why don't you open up your ears and wallets? Get ready for this nice little train of ads.
Yes, yes.
Choo-choo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Pisco Sour's in hand.
Beautiful. Look at this drink.
Try and give you a look without splashing my laptop.
Look at the, Mike. Michael, you got the hearts. Look at Michael's hearts.
How'd you make hearts?
You just all you got to do is take a toothpick, drag it through.
I said that. these are, having not sipped it, this is a beautiful drink. That's very appealing.
Yep.
And cool. I did sip Pisco, and it's strong as fuck. Just tasted like...
It's very strong. And mine also... Damn, I forgot to bring my bottle over. It's some brand I've never heard of
before. Sounds like cachaça.
Yeah. Yes.
Cachaça, yeah.
And it just, like, I took a tiny sip, and I was like...
Earthy.
Earthy.
Grassy. Sticks. Wood.
No.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sips.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
A nice bit of egg web, but other than that...
You know what? I'm not like tasting the egg the way I usually do. I really gave it a good shake on this one.
You know what? Also, I think the purpose of the bitters is to make the egg not have that eggy smell on top.
Oh,
this is very nice.
Swayed by the smell.
This is fresh. This is spring, has sprung type shit.
Mm. It's very springy.
It's both. I get the old Hollywood thing because it's both like it's elegant, but it's fresh and vibrant.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like the old Hollywood drinks too is like very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, but everything like a good sour, these specs are really good. Where everything sort of disappeared, like the Pisco is strong as fuck, yet I'm not burning when I'm having it. I don't really taste lemon, but it's in there. This is well balanced.
Now, Mike, how's the sugar free?
Sugar free can't be beat.
It can't.
It can't be beat.
No way. It's good. Yeah, I like this.
I could see us drinking these out on the veranda.
Yes. That is it's a good veranda drink.
Oh, the veranda.
I'm more of a veranda.
It's, it's not a spring has sprung drink, though, right? It's more, well, maybe a spring has sprung dinner drink.
I think it is a spring has sprung drink.
Yeah. It's pretty refreshing to me.
It's light.
I fucking love it, man. The egg is so, I thought that was going to be way too much egg. It's really good.
Ooh, I got a good glop or two. It was one crack, and I got a, like, it all happened right away. I was like, whoa! I'm holding it over the shaker.
I'll tell you what. You know what we got to come up with here in the test kitchen?
What?
Enough of this egg white. Let's bring the yolk in.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Let's do a drink with the yolk.
Scramble that thing up.
Guys, a sloppy sour. What if it's a sloppy sour? It's a whiskey sour, but with the yolk instead of the white.
Oh, that's good.
Timmy, whole egg.
Yes, why not?
That's a great idea.
That would be nuts to make a whole egg in a sour.
You just double up the alcohol, maybe.
Yeah, it really would be like a Denny's drink, though.
I have a little inkling in my brain, my pea-sized brain floating around, of a little thing I'm working on in my test kitchen. I'm putting the details together, but it could be something to look out for soon.
Can you give us a hint?
It's a take on two classics.
Ooh, a take on two classics. Take sort of a mashup.
Take on two classics.
Ooh, take on two might be the good name for it. No, I already have the name. I almost thought of the name first.
Damn.
Almost. But I like the sloppy sour. It's like a lot of whiskey, a whole egg. And then what's something fun instead of the sugar syrup and something
it's
fun?
It's the cherry. Wait, what else goes in there? Cherry?
How about this? Whole egg and instead of simple syrup, maple syrup. So we're doing a whole breakfast thing.
Oh, that's good.
Well, let's go like maraschino syrup, like or a whole breakfast thing. Hey, we're doing a whole breakfast thing.
Like the cherry syrup? How about that?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, like
the maraschino cherry. Yeah,
brandied cherry.
Now a whole egg. How come they don't just do whole eggs in any other drink? Why haven't I seen that?
Is it more dangerous to go yolk?
I don't think that the yolk, the whole point of the egg is to froth and foam. And I think a yolk is like all is fatty and doesn't really do that.
Protein.
Hmm.
And they don't need that. People use M-Drive for that. They don't need it.
That's true.
Well, plus like when you eat a runny egg, it's not really cooked. So it's fine. It's fine.
Right. Yeah.
It should be good. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Did I tell you about I got something cooking in the test kitchen, Mike. You might've missed it.
Ooh.
Tim and I talked about this on Allison Rosen. Eel sauce.
Yes.
You're going to use that in a drink?
Yep.
Wow.
I got the idea from molasses, right? You know, I was like, I got to use molasses. Yeah, yeah. I got to use molasses. And then I thought, the molasses of the sea, eel sauce.
You would fit right in my kitchen, Jeff, because you take risks and it's you sweet. Take chances. And it's you good. See an ingredient and say, how can I mash that into something.
Yeah, maybe I'll put raisins in my broccoli.
Yeah.
Well, you've had eel sauce, right? Eel sauce on a little crunchy, crumbly sushi. It doesn't have eel in
sauce.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't put it. It's not made from eel.
Right.
But they put it on.
I kind of blanking out how it tastes though. Is it like
sweet teriyaki, basically?
Jeff, what about duck sauce? You know that plum sauce.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there soy sauce cocktails? That would be interesting.
It's got to be. Gotta be. I mean, that's pretty close to our New York shrub. I mean, I guess if you consider balsamic vinaigrette to be close to soy sauce, I do.
There's all these hip savory martinis now, the MSG martini and stuff. I can imagine a little soy sauce, like a Kikkoman martini.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you knew about an MSG martini. Why are you holding out on us, Tim?
You knew. I read an article on punchdrink.com.
I love MSG.
Madison Square Garden. Saw a fish there.
I'm gonna let something out of the bag here. I need to look at a text for a second. So our good friends of the pod and good friends in real life, Neil and Fran, are coming to town soon. And there's a green mango martini happening at a place. Oh, fuck, I lost it. Some bar on the Lower East Side that is like a special mango martini and then a... like a hot sauce drop in the inside.
Green mango. Yeah, that reminds me of Tim, the green michelada we had. That was a good drink.
Yeah, the michelada verde. I've had like a green curry cocktail that was good, but Neil sent me this article from Grub Street. It's like the New York Mag food blog. And I hadn't. Mangoes are green in the skin, but not in the fruit.
With a base of Patron that's infused with unripe mangoes, giving it a sour, slightly green flavor.
Finally, to
garnish, a single drop of Castaño chili oil.
Look at
the picture of that. Doesn't that look neat?
That looks absolutely elegant.
Wow, it looks like a yolk.
Yeah, where
you
is
got
this?
Like one big dark blob in it.
It's only served at one bar, Super Bueno. bar.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I think we're going to go try that out.
You got to report back, Mike.
I don't know. Maybe I will. Of course
you
I
gotta,
will.
You got to. It's got to be booze
when
news.
I have a cocktail, you're going to hear about it.
Do a little phone a recording cocktail. And put it in booze news.
Yeah, well, yes, yes. That could be nice.
Now, did you, when do you guys mention like cocktails and drinking and all that type of thing?
The Tom Cruise movie. Yeah. I think somebody mentioned Tom Cruise earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did mention Tom Cruise.
About yeah, there you go.
Doing his own stunts.
Hmm. Yes, that's what it was.
Well, did I tell you about what happened to me when I went to get the ingredients for this cocktail?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, so I go, we had decided this cocktail that we're drinking today, the cocktail of the week, of course. I went down to the liquor store and I was at Cap and Cork here in Los Feliz. And, you know, I wanted to get all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To make the drink, right?
For the pod, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was a little confused. You know how I get a little overwhelmed and stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to... Yeah. I'm going to go up to the cash. I'm going to wait in line at the cash register. I'm going to talk to the guy. The owner always helps me out with this stuff. And then I kind of noticed someone was waiting behind me in line.
That's normal. That's normal so far.
Yeah,
but this type of person it was a Disney adult.
Oh, God.
Disney adult. You know that type? Wait, so this is at the, where was this again?
Cap and Cork Liquors in Los Feliz, California.
Okay. And Jeff, you recently saw... David Lee Roth at the Albertsons, at the not Albertsons. Far down the street. Okay.
Right.
Happened in part of town.
Same street.
Well, and I saw, who did I saw somebody at Cap and
Cork. You saw somebody too.
Ram Jam.
Yeah, Ram Jam.
Oh, and they brought you outside to talk to you about something. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they brought me outside. And I went in there today being like, I hope I get to stay inside for this whole experience.
Yeah, you know what they should do? They should come up with a little map of, you know, you go on vacation and there's like an illustrator's map where it's like, you know, the scale is off, sure, but it's fun. Mm. And they put all the landmarks. Somebody should make a Los Feliz and then just tag all the little places where these little helpful celebrity run-ins have occurred.
That's a great idea for maybe the ghost of Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, right? crowdsource it.
Loading him up with homework.
Anyway, yes.
Do next week, Craig T.
I'm looking
Disney adult behind you in line.
Right. Disney adult. You know these Disney adults, right, Mike?
Now, what is a Disney adult? Someone who's adult in a Disney project or grown up?
It's an adult who's really into Disney. They get the annual passes. Oh. They have a Disney wedding. They're into Disney
stuff. Well, they wear the suspenders with all the buttons on them.
Exactly.
That's Mork.
Collect all the pins.
That's Mork from Ork.
No, he didn't have too many pins. He had just rainbow suspenders. But we're getting way off topic, I think. Right. Tim, go ahead.
Anyway, so I brush it off. I'm like, okay, whatever I think. I say, look, Tim, don't worry about this Disney adult behind you. Focus on the owner of Cap and Cork because it's your time to step up to the counter.
Don't look back. Look forward.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him I'm making a very popular Peruvian sour cocktail. He says, well, you're going to want simple syrup. I say, thank you. He says, you know what? Lemon. I say, thank you. He says, egg. Thank you. And then I'm like, okay, I want to get one more thing. I got the egg. I got the simple syrup. I got the lemon. I even got the bitters. But I wanted to get one more thing, you know?
You want to get
one? And I was like, I wanted to get something, but there was one ingredient that was the central ingredient of this cocktail, and I couldn't remember what it was.
You couldn't remember. Yeah. Oh my God.
This is a sticking point more often than you would think for us on the podcast.
Not remembering the base element.
I asked the owner, what should I get? And he goes, well, you got all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, but shouldn't I? Yeah, he's like, you should probably get one more thing.
One more thing.
And what should I get?
Just
and
to then, really lock it in.
We were. To really drive it home, you know? And we were both confused, and then I get a tap on my shoulder.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay.
It's the Disney adult.
Yeah. The guy working there was confused?
The guy working there was confused with me. We were scratching. I was scratching my head. He was scratching his head. Then at one point we switched. We were scratching each other's heads.
And at that point, it seems like there's no way out of this. When it's both you and the cashier, and you don't know.
What to get, and then tap on the shoulder.
One more thing.
Guess who tapped me?
The Disney guy person.
Adult. Disney adult, and I say, Disney what adult. Should I get? And here's what they said.
Get Pisco. Don't get champagne or beer. Get Pisco. Peruvian and clear.
Cigarette.
And one other thing.
Wow.
The grapes never bothered me anyway.
Wow. Were you guys assuming the grapes would have bothered him?
Yeah, well, yeah. When the Disney deal was saying this, I turned to the owner. I was like, the grapes probably bothered
him.
They probably bothered him. Wow, that was amazing. He's for being a Disney adult, he's really butchering a classic.
Yeah. You would think there'd be more reverence for Let It Go by Elsa.
Oh.
But I'm sure he wasn't warmed up, and I'm sure.
You're right, that does remind me of Let It Go, Let It Snow.
In a way. But you know what's weird? If Pisco was pronounced...
Let It Go.
If Pisco...
You're thinking of Let Pisco, Let Pico, Let Pisco.
If Pisco had been pronounced Pisco, it would work even better. Let Pisco, Let Pisco. But, you know, unfortunately, it's Let Pisco.
I was out and about, I bumped into an old hippie guy, and he was singing a song, you know, are you going to drink a Pisco? Are you going,
to drink a Pisco? Yeah.
I was like, that's all fine and good. I would record this, but it's pronounced Pisco. And he's like, I understand. So he like,
move along.
That never happened. Yeah. When I first heard Pisco, though, I said, what is this? What is this, a business for urine?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we all like to go piss, but have you heard of a Pisco?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
We've touched on a lot of interesting topics.
Yeah, we've really rounded the bases.
Yep.
Time to bring it on home, I guess.
Well, first of all, before we bring it on home, Michael... Mm. Is there anything you'd change about this very springy drink?
It's perfectly, perfectly balanced. I wouldn't change a fucking thing. If anything, I might just put more bitters on top because I love the bitters. Margo is delicious.
I'm wondering if there could be
a... I sipped them straight. The taste is just kind of like any bitter aromatic bitters.
I'm wondering if there could be like a raspberry fruit component that goes in here.
Oh!
Giving it like a...
You talking about putting a little Chambord?
Ooh.
Oh, but that's good. A good idea. That would be great.
Wait, I have leftover raspberry syrup from the Clover Club that I've been looking to use.
Ooh, the syrup.
I, of course, could not try this for another 3 weeks because it's probably got loaded with sugar, but my God, that sounds good. This is really good. It's tough to also try to give try to do something different with it because it's such a unique taste. Like, you know, if it was a gin drink or something, I'd be like, oh, I know how gin works somewhat. I can do this or that.
Yeah. I'll say, are you guys having this experience? I don't have my lemon squeezer, so I had to get kind of handsy with it. Mm. And so it's a little pulpier than I would normally do, but I did strain it. And then with the egg white, I've kind of got some like viscous little chunks. And I don't know if they're lemon or egg, and they're kind of freaking me out. Then it's not a big deal, but...
Well, if it's a chunky egg, it's cooked, so that's good.
Yeah, you're right. No, it's a little scramble in there.
I usually don't like egg white in a drink, and the reason is like as you get down, it starts to like cling to the sides and stuff.
That's nice. You put your tongue in there, Mike, and you twirl the glass.
Yeah. That's maybe part of what I don't want to do.
Damn. Well, I am going to make a second round.
Nice.
And I would invite you two to do the same.
Hell yeah.
And then after the
ads...
I'm
not ready yet.
Okay. And then after the ads, we'll come back for final thoughts. How about that?
I look forward to that. Ooh, Tim's got some voodoo zaps. Very nice.
Tim, they're nice, but don't you dare chew on the mic.
I just ate the whole bag and you guys didn't notice.
Whoa! Did you mute?
No, he's just being sneaky.
He's just sucking chips down.
You know that song, Lean Back? That's what it's about, is eating zaps on a podcast.
Eat zaps.
Hey, I just recently had some zaps. Spicy craw tater?
Yeah.
Is that ringing any bells?
Have I had those?
Yeah.
It's almost like ketchup-y or Old Bay-ish.
It's a little Old Bay kind of vibe, yeah. Mm. Great.
Okay, but now for real, I give you the ads.
Old Bay was a young Stan. I just try to use some bay and stan,
bay, B-A-E.
B-A-E. Okay.
Sure.
Beyond all else.
But third time's a charm. Here are the ads.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with the Pisco Sour. Did you change it? You switch it up.
I didn't change a thing. No need to. It's perfect.
You just made a second one? I'm still working on the first.
No, I didn't. I didn't even make a second one. I'm still.
Well, here's the thing about me, Tim and Mike. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a pop star now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Being a pop star is about sort of expressing your own personal style, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I did. I took that Pisco base, put it on rocks.
Whoa.
With about 20 mil creme de mour. So that, you're looking at a hybrid bramble in here.
Damn.
A Pisco bramble.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not do the simple syrup and just replace it with the...
No, I did the simple syrup. I just didn't do the bitters at all. I subbed it out for about 20 mil creme de mour.
Nice. And?
I bet that's some spring of spring type shit.
Ooh, it's nice.
Jeff, what's on the top
Take
there?
Take it on a bramble ramble.
That's the egg foam. That's the egg foam and the ice sort of interacting with the dark, dark creme de mour.
Interacting.
It doesn't look good. It tastes great.
It looks like a stew, kind of. And stew doesn't look good, but stew tastes great.
Stew looks like shit.
Stew.
Most stews stew does look like shit. Terrible.
Stew looks like shit.
Mike, do you, no second round for you?
No second round, still working on the first, but I ain't complaining.
So, I've got a pretty good indication of your final thoughts, but let's hear them officially.
Order again.
Stone Cold Classic. This is one of my favorite drinks. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. One of my favorite drinks ever on the pod, perfectly balanced.
Wow.
I had never had Pisco before. When I tasted it straight, I did not like it, but it was perfect in this drink. Silky, smooth, fresh, fancy. Have it with dinner. Be elegant.
Damn.
Well, you know what? This drink makes me wistful because it's when ingredients work in perfect harmony together, there's something magical about that.
There's something nice about it.
Not unlike bandmates in a certain
party. You take one away.
Sort of makes me miss being part of a cocktail, sort of in a way.
Yeah.
That probably sounds crazy.
You feel like you're in a cocktail?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Right now I feel like I'm kind of on my own.
Well, sometimes when an ingredient goes away, an ingredient, you know, like bitters is on the shelf by itself. No one really pays attention to it and kind of doesn't want to see it much. But then they see other two ingredients.
Well,
they see other two ingredients and say, "Oh, those do kind of mix." And I'm already used to them now on their own.
Well, also say sometimes you see that thing on the shelf and you do like it and you do like what it does. But then also, sometimes, in addition to liking it on its own, you also sort of like it in concert.
Yeah. Sometimes that ingredient will then become the prodigal ingredient and return to the other two ingredients.
But sometimes that ingredient goes bad and needs to be thrown in the garbage. Yeah, emptied of its
like
content.
So many rotten eggs.
Right. I got to be honest, all this drink talk aside, I miss being in the band.
What? You miss that?
If it's
Jeff,
okay that I change the subject.
We're trying to talk cocktails and cocktail ingredients and whether or not ingredients should be on their own or with other ingredients. And now you change the subject?
Sorry to throw a curveball at you like this.
Fine.
I was hoping we could maybe broach the subject of, you know, you guys need a drummer still, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Rub-a-tum-tum.
We have been talking about that drum machine.
Damn.
808.
Is this something that could maybe be discussed off pod?
No, I think it's better we discuss it now.
Oh, okay.
Let's commit to it now. Jeff's back in the band, drumming for the Sloppy Boys.
Let's commit to it
now. Wait a minute. You just said that. We didn't commit to that.
I'll allow it. Jeff, I want you back. It hasn't been the same since you left. I can't handle Mike on my own.
Jeff, you know
it's
me.
It's all keto talk.
I put up you said you like the keto talk. We text every day about it.
I like the keto talk.
I text Tim. I say, hey, I know I have the internet at my fingertips, but carrots, is that keto? And it's not. It's not keto friendly. Jeff, you know with me, I put up a hard front. I'm very much this guy. You burn me once, I'm never speaking to you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's an act, and you know I am wanting you right back in the band.
Ooh,
I need somebody to hold down the rhythm section.
So it's official.
Welcome.
Wow.
You're back.
Thanks, guys. It feels good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel, as the Sloppy Boys, more creatively invigorated than ever before.
Good. That's
I have to say,
do you feel that?
And I don't want to overspeak, but I want to say that I feel so creatively juiced up that I almost want to kind of hint that maybe that we have this as the Sloppy Boys sort of have kind of some kind of fun kind of things kind of coming up kind of in store.
He might want to hint. I don't know if he wants to hint.
I don't know if I want to, but I just want to say,
Tim, I feel all that also possible. Brewing inside of me. Yes,
it's almost possible.
A fun
that we
thing.
Could. And not, but here's the thing, like not even just one thing, but like multiple things that are surprising. And if you are a fan of us, a listener to of us, that there's some stuff that's going to come.
Yeah, a fan of the podcast and also like not just the podcast, more the band that we more care about because we're a band first and foremost.
Yeah.
And just all
there
kinds of excitement.
Things. I now I'm sort of getting what you guys were talking about with the fun things coming up. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Things,
I feel like we're more capable now than ever before.
And we're feeling more collaborative than ever. Don't you feel like open and creative?
Yeah.
And maybe some things.
Yeah, maybe some new things. Maybe not.
Who knows? Are we that devilishly trickstery to say something like that?
Well, let's not get him involved.
Have we been spending too much time with the trickster?
Boys.
We've said too much. Trickster is not involved, but we as the Sloppy Boys are going to zip our lips, and maybe this time next week, people might hear more. I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't even know. That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of us boys, go on over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Sign up for the blowout.
Yeah.
That's where you can get into the melodrama of, oh, Jeff quit the band. Oh, but now he's back. So it doesn't matter anymore. But that's where you get the full scoop, the full story.
Ooh, full scoop. That's good. That's real good.
That's good.
That's good. That's good.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad to say you're back. It's nice to have you back. I will say, you are now considered a rookie of the band, and Tim, what do we do to rookies? A little hazing.
No,
I got you my crosshairs, my man.
Don't haze me, bro.
I'm gonna pants you, and then I'm gonna wedge you.
I'm gonna tape your butt cheeks together.
and feed you beans, my man.
Yeah, no place to fart. Cork up your butt, can't fart.
Hey, Tim, go ahead and tape my butt cheeks together, but before Mike does that wedgie he was talking about.
Yeah.
Good.
No, that'll block the wedgie, fuck.
Thank you, Jeff.
Ha-ha.
You just got bumped up to veteran. No more rookie stuff for you.
Wow, that was quick.
He escaped the hazing.
All right, folks, good episode. Good episode, you guys also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you.
I know, normally I say you guys did a good first, and then I sort of say the people listening, but...
They're good, we're good, everybody's good.
And folks, go check out my first single, Pop, Spotify now.
It's fucking cool, man!
It's fantastic, give it a spin, everybody.
I love it.
I'd play it here, but I don't want the listens here, I want them on the fucking algorithm, so get to it.
You're a smart businessman.
The algorithm doesn't like first tracks from brand new artists, so it's up to the slopheads to give it some spins and spread the word. Hey, maybe I'll even put it in the show description. That'd be smart. That's what a smart guy would do.
That's smart guys.
Yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye.